Prologue. Summer, AD 453, Central Hungary. The king died too slowly atop his wedding bed. The assassin knelt over him. The daughter of a Burgundy prince, she was the king's seventh wife. Newly wed the night prior, bound to this barbarian lord by force of marriage and intrigue. Her name, Ildiko, meant fierce warrior in her native tongue. But she did not feel fierce as she quailed beside the dying man, a bloody tyrant who had earned the name Flagellum Dei, the Scourge of God, a living legend who was said to wield the very sword borne by the Scythian god of war. His name alone, Attila, could open city gates and break sieges, so mightily was he feared. But now, naked and dying, he seemed no more fearsome than any other man. He stood little taller than her, though he was weighed down with thick muscle and the heavy bones of his nomadic people. His eyes, wide parted and deep set, reminded her of a pig's, especially as he had stared blearily upon her, rutting into her during the night. His eyes stitched red from the many cups of wine he had consumed at their wedding feast. Now it was her turn to stare down upon him, measuring each gurgling gasp, trying to judge how long until death claimed him. She knew now that she had been too sparing with the poison given to her by the Bishop of Valence, passed through him by the Archbishop of Vienne, all with the approval of King Gondiac de Burgundy. Fearing the tyrant might taste the bitterness of the poison in his bridal cup, she had been too timid. She clutched the glass vial, half empty now, sensing other hands, higher even than King Gondiac, in this plot. She cursed that such a burden should come to rest in her small palms. How could the very fate of the world, both now and in the future, fall to her, a woman of only 14 summers?